We're holding Daf Hey Yom Aleph Masech the Krisis. But the Mor says again, Kosta Rachmona Le Suchal. The Pesach has to say special Le Suchal is Lukma Blav to teach us not only Nisar Asay, but disease in the Lav also. If so, it's not the question of Yadayin Lav Shabaklolus. So if so, it's still only Lav Shabaklolus. So how do we know what to say? You get Malkus for each one separately. That before Beloyi said that Ochal Meister Dogon. Somebody eats meiser. Somebody eats meiser from wheat and from tirush and from grapes or from oil or from olives. He gets three malkasim. The question was why the Kuratoni one lav. So you want to say no, the extra psukim said lesuchol lechol an extra time. So Gemara says now no, it's not extra. We needed to say it's not a nisar asay but a lav. So how do we know to say you get three malkasim? So Mazazim came, if it only comes to teach it that there's Nisa Lav and not only Nisa Rasei, and came if so, Neim Makur, let the Pasuk say, Loisucho Loichlom, Bisharecha, Maisa de Gonska to Rosh Vesarecha Lomali. The Pasuk just should have said, Loisucho Lechol Loichlom, you're not allowed to eat them. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat itself again and say a second time, Maisa de Gonska to Rosh Vesarecha? Is Liyachude Achilo Lochol Chad Vechad. Comes teach us, next word teach us, that there's a special laugh, each one separately. That's how Beloy knows to say that some would eat maisa from dog and tears for yitzah, the elam echod, still he'll be chayiv. Be chayiv three times. Allah da'af to helam, he'll be malchus. If he does a maisa basro, he'll get three times malchus. Now the Mor says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, ha'oyichel lechem, somebody eats bread, koli, that's roasted wheat, the caramel, that's the fresh wheat. Like a gimel, he eats these before the Omer, kisser it's chodesh, wheat that was planted after Pesach, and he eats it now before they bring the Omer, before the next Pesach. So it's a lot of eating chodesh. So he also eat bread and roasted wheat and caramel, fresh wheat, is like a gimel, you get three malkasim. For the Gemara, I have one, like in a lav shem chlolos, there was only one lav of chodesh. They're all three the same lav. So why do you eat them all together? Like, why do you get three malkasim? The chor, it's a lav shem chlolos. And the more I know, Shani Hoch, here also it's different. To Miyas Mekro, there's an extra Pasuk here to teach us that you get Malkus each one separately. Because otherwise, Lei Mekro, let the Pasuk just write, Lei Mekro Lechem. They're not allowed to eat bread, for Nelev called it the Carmel Minei. And I'll learn out that this parched wheat, and the Carmel, the fresh wheat, from Lechem. So Morris says, no, equal if I could ask the question, Mala Lechem Shekein Nisra Beit Sochala. We know lechem is once you make the dough into flour and you knead it, so yichayiv and challah. So maybe when is there an issa to eat chodosh, maybe you only have to make it into bread, you have to make it into flour and into a dough. That's when there's an issa to eat chodosh. But maybe to eat fresh corn or fresh wheat, or else roasted wheat, maybe there's no issa. So therefore, mal lechem shkein nisra beitzel l'challah. So first question, just for that, Nichtav koli, the Torah just should have wrote, if you eat parched wheat, that you chayiv. Nichtav lechem, only the apostle sent me lechem. I should just tell me, now let eat chodesh, the parched wheat. And v'nelef, mi koli, and I should be able to learn out lechem from koli. As in the Torah says separately, now let eat lechem, koli, the caramel, come teach me, lichud ilad, there's a separate lad, each one separately. Smur says, no, I'll tell you, lechem, mi koli, lo yosi. The Torah was just written, koli, just parched wheat. I would not know bread, mishum the koli isa beina. Maybe the Torah only says this a chodesh eater when it's still ben, still in the same form it was grown, it's still in the same form of corn or wheat. Ma'ashen kein lechem is once you grind it, made into flour, it changes. Maybe there's no isa chala. I wouldn't. I know isa chodesh. I would not know it. The koli isa beina, but lechem lo isa beina. Lechem is not in the same form. Lechem changed. So if I would not learn out lechem from koli. So Morris says okay. Carmel mi, and also Carmel Mikolu Loyosi. The Torah would just wrote Koli, just that you over feeding roasted wheat. I would not know fresh wheat. Mishum the Koli Nisra Beitzol Minochis, because you could bring a mincha from Koli, from roasted wheat. Mashenken Carmel, fresh wheat or fresh corn, Le Nisra Beitzol Minochis. There's no mincha. You can't bring a mincha from Carmel. Therefore, I would not know the lav on these three, therefore I have to say each one separately. So Rashi says, Koli was Nisraba b'minchas oimer, the Chsiv says, Gabei, Kolu beish. V'yafagadu hu kruak siv Carmel, It's only fit to be used for mincha soimer after it's roasted in the oven. The kids, I only know coli, I would not know caramel. See if what they're about to say it separately. Smur says still, the nicht of caramel, let the Torah just say the word caramel, fresh corn, fresh wheat. The nailef lechem v'kolimine, and let me learn out from that, that there's nisachodesh upon caramel, there should be nisachodesh upon lechem, bread, and upon coli, roasted. Smur says, no, ikla mifrach, he asks a question like this, ikla mifrach, ma le caramel, shekein le nishtanem v'riosai. I said, maybe the Yisachodesh only applies to caramel, that's raw, fresh wheat. It didn't change from the way it was grown. Marshenkein, once it was roasted, once it was made into flour, maybe there you not have the Yisr anymore. So Kitsa, it's not extra. You need all three words here to teach us that the Yisachodesh applies to all these three different stages. But it could be if you eat all three together, you're only over one Malkus. So how do you know to say, if Yisr know to say, you have three Malkus in. Smur says true. Smur says, Min chad la yalfi. You can't learn out from one. But nelef chod min trei. Let's learn out one from two. The third Jewish should have said two of them, not the third one. So more so, what does it mean to say? Lo nichtav kro lechem. If you wanted to, the third shouldn't have said the word lechem, bread. V'nelef mikoli v'karmel. Learn out from the Issa koli v'karmel. That if there's an Issa chodesh upon koli roast and upon fresh, who is then upon lechem also? So more says no. Ikla mifra, and this should ask a question also. Ma la koli v'karmel. Koli v'karmel is different. The yisnayhun b'yanayim, that they are in the same stage that it was grown. It wasn't changed, even though one koli was roasted, but it wasn't made into flour like bread. So I would not know lechem from those two. I would have said, nishtan is so much making into flour, maybe there's no marisa chodesh. So k'mashman, yes, there's nisa chodesh on lechem. So if I need the word lechem. Someone says, okay. Len yichtav kro karmel. Torah shouldn't have wrote the word karmel. V'nelef mi lechem v'kolo. Let me learn out karmel, fresh wheat, from lechem and from roasted. So Morris says, no, equal if I could ask the question also. Mal lechem v'kolo shekein nisrab v'etzem anochis. That lechem, we know, mincha is made from flour, and then within mincha same has come from kolo, from roasted flour, roasted wheat. Ma'ashen ken karmel, fresh wheat, is never brought a mincha. So I would not know that the Yisra Chodesh applies to caramel. So I cannot learn out caramel from lechem and from koli. So if of a kid, I need all three psukim, I need all three words. So back to Kash, how's Rav Yitzchak not to say, you get three malchus in. Samara says, Om Malach Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak himself said back to this. Om Malach Rav Yitzchak, L'nichtav kro koli, the Torah shouldn't have wrote the word koli, V'nelef mi lechem v'karmel. And I learned it out, from lechem v'karmel, the Torah koli is extra. You don't have to say roasted wheat. My pirchas, what's the question you're asking? Mi pirchas, ma lechem shkein nisra beitzachala. What do you want to tell me that lechem has something special? It's rabo itzachala. I'll tell you, karmel yuchiyach. Fresh wheat has no itzachala on it. So I see that what's gurim the itzachodish is lav dafka bread, even karmel also. The mishum the karmel in the stand of Yosai would have just said the word karmel. Maybe this chodesh only applies to karmel that didn't change at all from the way it was grown. Mashenkin, other things that were changed have no issa. Lechem yachid, the postik says lechem also. Hilchas, therefore, leike de miyasar. Here, Yitzchak Pshat is the word koli is extra. The Torah just should have wrote lechem the karmel, and I would know koli also. Since the Torah says separately, Koli comes to teach us a lav, like a lav, mifniyatsumoid. We need to say on each one of them there's a separate lav. So therefore, if you eat all three together, you get three malkasin. So now still asks, V'yema, why don't I say, Koli di miyasra mechayiv and echnami? Koli, that's extra that you get a malkas. Di miyasra mechayiv, choda. Akula mechayiv choda. If you eat the other two, also there's only one malkas. How do you know still you get three? Maybe there's only one special for koli, and then the other two gets one malchus. Nichtav kro lechem karmi v'kol. So they said koli at the end. Inami nichtav koli v'lechem v'karmel. My cost of lekoli b'yantzaka, put the extra word koli in between. Hochikom, this is what it means to say. Lechem b'koli nechayiv. V'karmel nechayiv b'koli. Mean to say, each one separately has its own malchus. That's how Yitzchak knows to say, if you eat these three, you get three separate malchusim. But the Girsa Shubila, like the Shita says, Lechem Kikoli Mechayiv. The Kama Mechayiv Kikoli means each one of these three Yechayiv separately. That's why Yitzchak knows to say, you get three Malkasim. Yom Rabbi Yanni says, the Yerlom Atehe Gzeir Shova Kalab Yenechom, Gzeir Shova should not be light in your eyes. Sherei Pigul Echod Migufe Torah. Pigul Chayiv Chorus. If a Kohen b'shas one of the Dalar Avodis has the wrong machshava to eat it or to burn it, chutzlas mine at the wrong time, says chalon is to pigul upon the korban. So this is for pigul is echad megufi Torah. So how much halachim in the Raisa? Rashi says the chayiv v'lev chorus, and still v'loy limdu hakosiv elam egzera shavam. We only know this is from egzera shavam. How do we know it? The Yom Reb Yechnon. Tony Zavdo Bar Levi. Nemal Haolna says in one pasuk, "Vi oichla b'avoyna yisa." If you did, you have an avera. The Nemal kind of says over here, "Vah nefesh shachelos memenu avoyna tisa." Is mal Haolna chorus afkan chorus? So you only know the yisa pigul has the chiyuv chorus from exera shava. So we learn out pigul from noisa, just like by noisa the other pasuk says kli chorus. Who didn't by pigul also have a chiyuv chorus? To learn out this sister by Pigul from Exera Shava. Therefore, should be Choshev in your eyes. Right, and now the Gemara says, Omereb Simoi, Yoyla Maltehe Exera Shava Kalabianecha. Exera Shava should not be light in your eyes. Why? Sherei Noisir Echa Megufi Torah. Noisir is one of the Gufim Torah. If you have a korban and you left over the meat overnight. Lelimdu Akos Velom Exera Shava. How do we know to say that Yechayiv only from Exera Shava? My, what's Gzera Shava? Yalef, learn out Kurdish Kurdish. V'yorech l'bavon yiso, ki es Kurdish Hashem chilel. Oksiv is another pasuk, v'saraf, tis anay sabreish, ki Kurdish. So learn out the Chiyuv Chorus, by nos off of him Gzera Shava. Omer Abayom, l'yer l'mal tehe Gzera Shava kalo b'yinecho, Gzera Shava should not be light in your eyes. Sherei bita manasosai. If a man has an anusa, lives with a lady, and then she gives birth from that. So that's called Yabita Manasosai. Hein hein gufitera tosim midiraisa for the father to live with his anus, with his bita manasosai. V'lalim du akosav elam egzera shava. I only learned this out from egzera shava. That if you live with your daughter from your anusa, yichayim sreifa. Tiyama rovo, omali rabi yitzhoi baravdimi. Asiya heina heina li sura. Learn out egzera shava heina heina. Rashi says, ksiv bi ishtoi ervas. Isha bitale segala demashma bitamimeno. And now, and asya zima zimla sreifa. Learn out exera shava zima zima yichayi sreifa. Sekitzi bitam in asasa yichayi sreifa in the yisar. Learn out from exera shava. No, Omar Ravashi. Alti exera shava kalabin echo. Exera shava should not be light in your eyes. Shre niskolin hein hein gufa tayrom. Niskolin mashi says, roiv chai viskila to go in ha'boal aim. It doesn't say skila clearly in the pasuk. It only says the mayhem bomb. So rov isurim that you get skila, that's midiraisa hein and gufitaro. Lalim do akosav elam egzera shav. We only know you get the sreifa from egzera shav. The tiny one like this. Nehemah kind of says the mayhem bomb by these isurim. For Nehemah says b'yoyv yedoni by this type of kishuf of oyv yedoni to mayhem bomb. So Mal Hanzik over there is clearly Beskilo, is Avka Nosa Beskilo. So Kitzah from Exer Shav, you learn out a lot of Choshev things. So says the Mishnah, HaMafatim Es HaShemen. Whoever makes the Shemen, so for that he's Chayav Chorus. You make the same amount of Shemen and Mishka the way it was in the Mishkan. Tore Rabbonin, HaMafatim Es HaShemen. Lil Moid Boi, Oy Lemois Rulatsiba Potter. If somebody makes the Shemen just to learn how to do it, or else to give it over to the tzibah, not for his own use. But he wants to give it over to the tzibah, he's potter. Losuch, let's say he makes it for himself to rub himself with it. Chayiv, he's chayiv for making it. V'yasach mimenu potter. But if somebody now rubs himself from it, Rashi says, achash lepitma, the person did not make it. Somebody else made the Shemen HaMishka. Put it together. And now you take it and you rub it on yourself, you're potter. But for Yishen Chayovim, Elo al Sichas Shemen HaMishka, Shosha Moshe Bavad. that it is an issa to use the Shemen HaMishka, it's only from the Shemen HaMishka that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It has Kedusha on it. Such a Shemen, if somebody else uses it, now he's Chayiv Misa. But if you make it, if a private person makes it, so he's over, the issa chorus for making it. But now if he uses it, he's Potter. Omar Ma, what would you say? Little my boy, if somebody makes it just to learn how to make it, oh yeah, I'm going to ask the Moshe Letzios, he makes it, I'm going to ask to give it over to the Tzibur, it's Potter. I mean, no one heard of this from. Asya maskuntoi min the maskunto dikteris. Uksiv legabik teris lesasu lechem. So learn out the asiyas of Shemin HaMishcha from the asiyas of dikteris. And by making dikteris, the other person says clearly, lesasu lechem. Tzadik is lechem hu diyos. It's only yos if you make it for yourself. Aval amois will tziva pot. If you make it, give it over to the tziva potter. Gabi Shemin Ami lamois will tziva potter. So giving over the Shemin is also Potter. Now the Gemara says, but the head of Keteris v'nelef mi Shemin. Let's learn out Keteris now from Shemin. Ma Shemin, just like the Shemin HaMishcha. Ki mefatim l'chatzoyim Potter, if you make here for the amount, you Potter. Rashi says, l'goin vov lugin. To you Mishnah, to the heavy, to the Moshe heavy, hin yud beis lugin. There was made 12 lugin. So if you make only here for the amount, you Potter. So why don't I say Af Keteris Nami Kimefatim Lechatzoyim Potter? You make half for the amount of Keteris. So as she says, Kuf Pei Dalid Monim De Bechol Yoim Hoyimak De Mona Kedemil Kamon Shisa Monim Kimi De Moisechama. Let's say make half for that. It should also be Potter. Alom Halkam Amar Rav Rav said Keteris Shepitmul Lechatzoyim Chayiv. If someone makes half for the amount of Keteris, he is Chayiv. Shemin shepit melechatzoyim potter. Alamu Hakam Rava said that keteris shepit melechatzoyim is chayif, but he agrees shemin shepit melechatzoyim potter. But if you made half the amount of shemin, then you potter. What should be the difference? So Amalach Rava said like this: Ka b'shemin ksiv over maskunta lesasa kemo is kemo hu dios. He can't make the exact measurement. Mashmoni the exact measurement is also to make. But to make half of 12, to make only 6 lugin, it's mutter. But Gabik Teres, the Chassid says, V'akteresh ha-shatasa, mashma kol ha-siyot ikteres, efshad dinikter. Any type of ikteres that you make, since it could be used, you're over the chiyot chorus for making it. Because by ikteres, you have pras shachris, or pras ben abayim. You have half of a mono that's used in the morning, and half of a mono that's used in the afternoon. So any little bit that you make, since it could be used, it'll be the issa for making the keteris. Yeah, Tan Rabban, one like this. Shemen HaMishcha, the Shemen HaMishcha, what is it made up of? Mor Doror Heimeis. It's made out of 500, like, shekels of Mor Doror. Kido, it's made out of Kido Heimeis. Also 500. 500 of a Kido. Kinmoin besem heimeyus. Kinmoin besem, this type of spice is also 500. The kono besem chamishim umasayim. 250. Nimtza comes out kulam altogether. It's elef ushva meyus vechamishim. 1,750. Tonim lalladis. Tonim minyona. Kamash malon. Like, what does the Tanah tell us the amount for? We see it. Tana, Hokakash, this was bothering the Tana. Eimo kona besem, kikidmoin besem. Maybe say they're both the same way. Ma kinmoin besem, machtisoi, bechamishim umasayim. Half of it was 250, machtisoi bechamishim umasayim. Af kona besem also, machtisoi, chamishim umasayim. Develu, trei alfin. That together should be 2,000. In other words, this is only here for the amount. So after Kamashma know that this is 500 and this is 250. For the more Vienna, maybe Yochanan, that's the way it should be. But they're both really 500. When it says 250, it only means here for the amount. Most in Cain, if so, Nichtav Shkro, the Apostle Shmi said, Kinmoin Besem, Vekorna Besem. Machzo, Umachzo, Chamishmo Messiah, half of it is 250. That means each one has 500. Since it doesn't say it that way, Mashma this one only has 250. Oh, Malei Rav Papa Abaya, Kishu Shoykel, Biachrohu Shoykel, Oy Ayin Biayin Hu Shoykel. Like when you weigh out the incense, do you weigh it with an overweight? Or do you do it exactly? Bachro means a little bit overweight. Oy Ayin Biayin, exactly. Oh, Malei Rachmona Kosev, Bad Bavad. The Torah says you have to take each one with their weight. You want to tell me to do it overweight, in other words, Avadi, each one has to be the exact amount and nothing more. Smor says no. The Yomar Rav Yehuda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodei Achrois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows like the overweight. Alma, what do you see? Yes, Bechor, there is a little bit more. El Rad Yomar Rav Yehuda, Tekid Moin Besem, Amai Maisimach Tzisoi, Techomish Meyos, Chamishim Omasayim, Vechad Zimno. So the Yehuda says like this: Kidmoin Besim, you have to bring 500 of it. Sakam, you have to bring 250 separately and 250 separately. Why don't we bring it together? Shmamin, here it's a proof. Since we have to bring it two separate times, 250 apiece. Hachro Yispay, there is a little bit more each time. Therefore, instead of bringing exactly 500, we bring twice 250. Each one has a drop more. Vakodesh Baruch Hu Yodei Bachros. Vakodesh Baruch Hu knows this extra weight. Omayiv so bad bavad. What's the possible mean to say each one exactly? Om Ravina just means to say Shlo Yaniach Mishkal VeMishkal VeYishkol. So you shouldn't weigh it out once, and then after you weigh it out, you use the weights once. Now you use this amount of incense to weigh off the other one. No. Each time you weigh out the incense, you should use the own weights. You should use the weights to weigh it out, and not once you weighed it out once. Now you use this amount of incense to measure out the next one. That's bad bavad, each one do separately. But in Nachnam, each one could be a little bit, a drop more. Tanur Rabbanan, what about this? Shemen HaMishcha Shosu Moshe B'Midbar. The Shemen HaMishcha, the Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar, Mishalko Yikron. He used to boil up the roots of the spices first. First was boiled up the roots. Divrei Rabbi, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, Malei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, for loy lo soich ikron einoy sipek. Note, how could you say you boiled up the roots in the shemen itself? The shemen will be soaked up in the roots. You won't even have enough. For loy lo soich ikron, just to smear on the roots in a sofik. Like you only had yud beis lugin of this shemen. So how could you say you boiled all the roots inside the shemen? It would swallow up all the shemen. So Ketzeroysa Havi Du Hevi Ikron V'Sholkim V'Mayim. First he took these roots of these incense and he cooked it up in water. Ve'itzef Aleim Shemen. Then he poured on top of it a shemen HaMishcha V'Kolat Esareach. And then all the smell of the incense went into the shemen. That's how he made the shemen smell good. The Kivchoy. And then he wiped it off. He wiped off the oil from the roots. So therefore, no oil really got sapped into the roots, because the roots were already boiled up, full of water from before. Omala, Rebuta says back, V'chi nes echa nas, what kind of question are you asking? Like, V'chi nes echa nas, M'shem Nishu was